Right now, time to bring in Pat Pagano and time to take a look at that tri-state forecast. Good morning there, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
It was nice. It was productive, but it was nice to be home.
There you go. And I had a very busy weekend. By the way, this is my birthday week. My birthday comes up on the 23rd. Normally, every year, we do some sort of fundraiser for the radio station that we invite people to. Of course, this year, no. It's going to be my COVID birthday, where I actually turn, are you ready, Pat, 68 this year.
There you go.
There you go. It's right.
Yeah, it's only a number. Remember that.
Yeah, but the really depressing part is I actually start my 69th year. When you turn 68, you begin that. You get that. I'm starting the 69th trip around the sun on the 23rd.
Yeah, well, again, it's only a number, Ed, because if you keep yourself in good health, it doesn't matter. You know, that's the most important thing. And talking about that, you know, it was funny because I was watching the news last night. But you know when you watch the news pretty much like out of the corner of your eye and you're like, you know, kind of distracted doing other things? I thought I heard them say, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, no, Pat, you didn't hear that. You probably, you know, got the news wrong. I thought that I heard them say that President Cuomo stopped a wedding of up to 10,000 people scheduled for today. And I'm thinking to myself, Pat, you're really a nut job. What wedding has 10,000 people? You know, and I'm saying, oh boy, Pat, you just, you know, you heard with one ear. And then I heard this morning, one of the stations were telling me that there was supposed to be a wedding.
In Brooklyn, in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, right. Yeah. Up to 10,000 people. And what got me more upset, a lot of the people were coming from Rockland County, which is where I live.
Now, I don't know if you realize the Freudian slip you said President Cuomo.
Oh, I said President Cuomo. Oh, do you believe that? Wow. What does that mean?
I don't know, but 10,000 person wedding. Now, I can imagine, in all my weddings, there was probably 10,000 people involved. I've had so many weddings, but somebody must have tipped the state off. And how could you hide a 10,000 person wedding?
Oh my goodness! But first of all, who in their right mind would do that with this pandemic going on? Tell me, who in their right mind?
Well, once again, people aren't paying attention. Well, up here, Pat, we were very lucky up here in our northwest corner. There was a mini outbreak here. There was a COVID infection announced once again in Region 1, which was handled. The Hotchkiss School had several students that were infected. And Gear Village, a senior retirement community, had a series of COVID infections. But everybody got together. There was a townwide meeting. All the towns were represented. All the institutions that were represented. And everybody got the information out so people didn't worry. If you looked at the story as a whole, you'd say, oh, my God, there's a massive outbreak of COVID-19 in northwest Connecticut. But it wasn't massive. I mean, people got COVID, and they're going to have to do contract tracing and everything. But we want everybody's being so transparent about and good about this in our region that's how you keep people informed. But people that want to keep going, pushing ahead and doing a 10,000 person ceremony, this or I don't know what we're going to do when it comes to Thanksgiving. I really don't. It's that's going to be very, very hard for people.
I think so. I think the whole thing is, you know, is scary when you consider the fact that people are attempting to do these things. That's what's really scary. Because if you did have, quote, 10,000 people, and let's just, I don't know, how, hypothetically.
Okay,
how many
just
people.
Say there's a 2% infection rate, okay, and you have 10,000 people, right. Guess what? That's 200 people.
Right, but in Rockland County, the infection rate is 5%.
All right, so, that, I mean, that's what I mean. And And so if 200 or 500 people get infected and they leave that wedding, then all of a sudden they go out and reinfect the community. It's crazy when you think about it. It's crazy.
Just a no-no. But in the meantime, the weather is just, you know, what can I tell you, folks? There's nothing defined. We're in a semi-moist weather pattern. There's not anything that is going to produce any kind of significant rain. Anything we get is going to be spotty and very, very light. I'm thinking partly sunny, partly cloudy, mid-60s today, cloudy, low 50s tonight. Again, partly sunny, partly cloudy, lower 70s Tuesday. Variably cloudy Wednesday, you may get a shower, 70. And then Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy. Thursday, mid-70s. Friday, right around 70. I don't see a frontal system getting into this neck of the woods until, if not late weekend, early next week. And even then, I'm not too excited about any kind of a real widespread rain event. We do have in the tropics, southeast of Bermuda, we have a disturbance that could become Epsilon. But it does not look like it's going to get close enough to the East Coast. So I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. And that's it. I mean, you know, here I am talking about low 70s for us. And meanwhile, Minnesota, where in about an hour from now, I'll be visiting them. I'm predicting 2 to 5 inches of snow for them.
Well, how about New Hampshire this weekend? 5 inches of snow.
Yep. There was a place in New Hampshire, that was the White Mountains, that picked up, actually the town is Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, picked up 5 to 6 inches of snow this weekend. Again, that is the White Mountains, folks, and it's way up there.
It's still snow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no matter how you look at it, it's snow.
I don't care how high up it is, it's still snow.
Yeah. Let me say that. Let me tell you, I spent Saturday, I started putting everything in my yard away in the shed. Well, it turned out to be very nice in the afternoon. You know, a chilly start, nice afternoon. And then yesterday, when I came home from church, I finished putting the rest of that stuff away. And I had some ample time. So there were two drawers in the kitchen that I guess everybody has a junk drawer. And I said, you know, for once and for all, I'm going through this and I'm going to throw stuff out that I have not used in the last year. So I cleaned it up, and Marshall, I had a kitchen bag, you know, disposable bag of junk from those drawers. So I cleaned all of that up. And of course then I worked here in the weather center, and that's it. It's been quiet, but I have to tell you, it was nice not having to drive home on Sunday, unpack the car, rush and try to get as much weather done as possible, eat and go to sleep. I didn't miss any of that at all. And it was pretty nice. I'm sure in a few weeks I'm going to be bored and I'll be telling you, Marshall, I missed the cabin. But for now, it's fine.
No, I don't think you mean. That's the one thing about 2020. It's taken the joy out of everything.
Yeah.
It really has.
You're absolutely right.
But it has added, I will say, it has added, if you're a family, the joy of a family being closer knit.
Together, right.
Together. But other than that, everything else has been sucked out. You know, all the life of it has been sucked out. But, you know, we just got to grit our teeth and just, it's just like for me in the wintertime. I know we're going into winter. I hate winter. There's just nothing I can do about it. So I can gripe about it. I can complain about it. But I just have to deal with it and get through it and follow all the right rules to get through winter, which is, you know, make sure I've got the snow tires, make sure the car is serviced, make sure that, you know, all make sure that everything's insulated and sealed. You do the best you can to get through something. And I wish people would apply that to COVID-19. Just let's all do what we need to do and get through with this thing until finally a vaccine comes out that we can rest out. But we've got months and months and months that we have to get through. So it's going to be
The winter's going to be a long, hard winter, you're right. My sister said to me yesterday, she said, well, you know, I'm worried about our other sister who works in school. for Thanksgiving. I said, yeah, I told her she better get a COVID test before coming here. I said, it doesn't matter, Linda. That's not going to matter at all. No. She says, what do you mean? I said, let's say Thanksgiving's Thursday. Let's say she gets the COVID test Monday. She goes, yeah. I said, okay. 4 days later, when she got tested, she had no symptoms. But if she was in the midst of getting symptoms and it happened after Monday, then you don't know about it. Yeah. And if she's anti-symptomatic, she could still, in spite of a negative test, she could still show up at your house, God forbid, with anti-symptomatic symptoms.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You look at the Alabama football coach tested positive, all right?
Right.
But that was his first test. They did two more tests following up every day, and it turned out that he got two negative tests, and they did one more test, three negative tests. So that first test was a false positive. Well, you can have false negatives too. Testing is only good is what's the great thing about testing is when you're tested, if you're testing positive, they at least they have an idea that it might be. So we'll see what happens. So, but the weather's going to be nice, Pat.
I would have to say that the weather's positive. What do you say?
I think the weather's positive, and we need positive right now.
That's correct.
Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.